Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows and video games and whatnot. My name is James, also known as Mr.
Getting
Sunday.
Beaten up for money.
Yeah, with me always is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
What's going on?
Nothing. We're just hanging out, doing a podcast. A
couple of things up top, Mason. I'm supposed to be in San Francisco. I'm not. I'm here.
What? I'm glad you finished that sentence.
Yeah. But so I've been mentioning. I think I mentioned it last week.
You know what would be great there if you were like, if that was the literally the moment you had the revelation. You were like, I'm supposed to be. Good morning, everyone. I'm supposed to be in San Francisco. Oh, jeez. Look at it. And then we just stopped. You ran out the door.
But I was going over for Battlefront.
Yep.
To play it and
Star Wars Battlefront.
And Claire negotiated business class flights.
Hello.
And they were like, we don't really want to do that. And Claire's like, well. Too bad. This is what's happening, whatever. And then they agreed. And then the next day, they're like, you know what? It's all cancelled. This is going to cost too much. Even though EA has like everybody's money, I'm sure they looked up the cost of business class and how much, you know, for a video or whatever, if they want me to do that. And then went, maybe this guy isn't going to ship enough units.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
look, what you've revealed with this story is one, Claire's a bad negotiator.
Yep.
And two, you're too big for your boots, mate.
Yes.
What's happening?
That's the thing. But you know what? I rang you the other day about it. I'm like, hey, we can just do the podcast whenever. And you were like, it's the greatest thing in the world, cancelling plans.
Oh, it's so good.
You know how good, I'm so happy that I'm not, that I didn't have to get on a plane. It would have been a 4-day trip and I would have spent half of that time in the air.
Ugh.
So, it feels good, Mason. And I'll play it in 3 weeks, what everyone else does, which is A-okay.
Like a man of the people.
Yeah, man. I am looking forward to that game though. I'll tell you that much. That single player better be good, or else I don't know what's up. Oh yeah, by the way, it's 7 a.m. Here, so and it's just chaos.
Oh, absolutely, house, so, yeah. and in life.
The other thing, I was on an episode of Do Go On.
That's right.
Which I'll link below. It's a great where I talk about the original Star Wars trilogy and the making of with that fine crew over there.
That's right.
So please check it out.
Now I did.
Yeah,
and I was listening to it on my phone. I was taking a walk, and then you rang my phone, and it was the podcast listener's dream. You're listening to a podcast, and then the podcast comes to life, and all of a sudden they're talking to you.
And
but in fairness, I didn't get to continue the conversation. It was just you were just like, "Hey, what do you want to do the podcast?" And I'm like, "I don't know, maybe we'll do it." And you're like, "Okay, bye. See you later."
But if you listen, I will call each of you individually.
Terrific. Yeah. Well, that's value for money.
Below.
Anyway, that was a good fun episode.
Thank you. Yeah, no, those guys are great. Mason, it's chaos over at bloody Warner Brothers HQ. I'll tell you
how so.
Much. Well, them and the Tolkien estate have been quietly shopping around a television series version of Lord of the Rings. So if you loved Lord of the Rings but didn't think that they just did it and then wrapped up a second trilogy set in that universe that was no good and want to see an entirely new cast of people and faces with a television budget stretched out over years, well, you're in luck for this thing that may or may not happen.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
I do want that.
You do?
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. I kind of am interested in this. And that looks like Amazon might be the front runner, which I didn't. What do they do? They do the tick.
They do the tick.
They ship. It. They do shipping.
They do shipping.
If you want.
They'll
like
ship something via drone if you want.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Well, I guess that all the sets are still there, or some of the sets. Bag End is still there, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I wonder if they're going to just do it differently, though.
On a soundstage.
Like, why reshoot it on the same locations.
Why reshoot it at all?
Well, that's a really good question.
Isn't it though?
But I think you could also split up those movies into half an hour chunks.
Yeah, and then you'd have 400 episodes. Yeah, so,
if you wanted to.
And a dozen different endings.
Yeah.
You just watch the one how you want it to end.
It is a good excuse to play some Lord of the Rings games for Caravan of Garbage, though.
That's true, yeah.
Because there's some really good ones. Have you ever played Return of the King?
No.
It's bloody or fantastic, maybe. Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
is it turn-based strategy?
No. Well, okay. I mean, there is a turn-based strategy one, but no, it's more...
Good.
It's more... You can do some two-playing.
Oh.
Yeah, and you do all sorts of Lord of the Rings
adventures. Is it like player one Aragorn, player two, whatever Sean Astin's character was?
No, you can pick whoever.
Oh.
I think I've got it.
So you can pick player one, Sean Astin's character, player two, Sean Astin's character, but in different colours?
I don't know about
Street
that.
Fighter different 2 hats. Style? Yeah. Different gi? He's wearing a different gi? It's Sean Astin's character, and then Sean Astin's character in a red gi.
Is any of you want to see? Do you want to see this though? Really?
Not really.
Yeah.
No. What are they going to do differently?
Well, that's a really good question.
I mean, what's the difference between?
Are they going to go more book accurate, more Tom Bombadil,
more singing, perhaps?
Oh god.
Maybe they're going to do it Glee style, and there's going to be more singing. Or maybe they're going to do it Hamilton style. There's going to be more rapping.
Oh, mm-hmm. That I wouldn't. No, that sounds bad.
Sounds bad, right?
But apparently Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who I did not know of.
Of the drones.
Yep. He's reportedly personally involved in negotiations. So he'll be calling all the shots, Mason.
If you want to see
Sean Astin in a red gi.
Yeah, and I do.
Then maybe you'll make it happen.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a little bit intriguing, but it's also... The Hobbit's left a very bitter taste in my mouth.
Yeah,
and I feel like we just saw it. Though it has been... The first one came out in 2001. I was still at school.
I guess that's
true.
So
it's been a long time.
Well, on the one hand, I guess the idea now with every form of media and every franchise is reset it every 10 years because kids only want to watch the new version, the better... They want to watch the fresh version with the better special effects and whatever. But surely...
No, they don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's what people think.
Yeah, they watch whatever you give them. But I mean, I feel like the Lord of the Rings trilogy we got in 2001 and onwards, surely that looks the best it's ever going to look. You know what I mean? Because they've got New Zealand
looking
good.
Yeah, in particular the stuff because it gets very green screeny towards the end of that first trilogy.
Right, okay.
The Hobbit especially, but like the location stuff in that still looks fantastic.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Maybe it's sped up a little.
Yeah, maybe they'll speed it up a little.
Maybe it's like a 6-episode miniseries now.
Maybe they'll do like a side story or something.
Yeah, maybe the Adventures of Tom Bombadil.
Oh god, that guy.
To be clear, who I know only from Reputation.
Yes,
because I've never read the books.
That guy ruins that already very much drag of a book.
I understand.
Yeah, but anyway.
Maybe it's nearly time for my annual attempt to read Lord of the Rings.
is that time?
Yeah, it's towards the end of the year.
It was just the Halloween season. Was that a time to read Lord of the Rings?
No.
Did you have a good Halloween?
I was at work.
How was that?
Regular.
Not spooky?
Not spooky at all,
okay.
No.
I thought of an idea for Halloween. Tell me if you think this would be fun or mean.
Yes.
So I deck out my house. Because I'm moving next week, as you know.
Yeah, you deck out your house with Halloween-themed...
Yep.
Themed stuff, and then when children arrive, you beat them up.
That was similar to
Seems
that.
Seems a little mean.
Well, it was, you deck it out when they come to the door. Yes. I answer the door as a crotchety man and be like, I don't believe in this American shit. So it's just a trap for people for me to get real
see,
angry.
That's fun.
We don't do this in Australia.
So you
I'm one of those
so
guys.
You, oh, that's pretty fun. So you deck it out as the most lavish, spooky house.
Hmm.
Okay, but not like a mean old man's house, but like with big pumpkins and whatever.
Yeah, it's inviting. You really put there's lighting, in, yeah, whatever. Okay, right. There's a skeleton that's laughing and whatever.
Okay, right.
And then it's just...
nice.
Anyway, I'll think about it for next year.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Also, you know what? It might be a good one. It's you do it similarly, but when they open the door, you just like what you do is you have a series of costumes ready to go, right? And then when they open the door, you open the door as like an adult version of them, like off to work, like at a boring job you hate.
So look, like, I'm you!
Yeah, so like you see some redheaded kid coming in and you put on the red wig and then you put on like a boring suit and a tie and you grab a briefcase and it's full of spreadsheets or whatever. And then you're like, you're looking sweaty and haggard and then you come and tired and you come out and you're like, oh, off to work, I guess. It's Monday morning, I gotta go to work. That's the spookiest thing of all.
That is the spookiest thing of all. Adulthood. Yeah. Correct. Oh, man.
Or you could be like a werewolf or something.
Yeah, a werewolf.
Could be a werewolf.
With a briefcase.
Yeah, sure. Okay,
good. Yeah. It's been confirmed that Danny Elfman's Batman score is in Justice League.
Yes!
The idea being, he made the comment that like, and I agree with this, that even though the Hans Zimmer Dark Knight score is great, there's not like an iconic Batman theme. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of know it, but there's music synonymous with that film, but the Batman theme is very the Batman
That's
theme.
Very true, yeah.
And if you remember Batman 89, Mason, which is your favorite movie for some reason.
Yeah.
And Batman Returns. But more importantly, the Batman animated series uses that theme.
That's true.
Which makes me... I know you have the theory, Mason, that this is the Burtonverse 20
That's
years
right.
on.
One of, my theory is that the movies we're watching now, the DC Expanded Universe or whatever it's called, whatever the E stands for, I can't remember... Electronic universe?
Yeah, that's
it's like
right.
email.
E-cigarette universe.
Yes, the e-cigarette universe. Oh, that explains a lot. That it's the so Man of Steel, Batman, Superman.
It's amazing Jesse Eisenberg wasn't vaping as Lex Luthor.
Isn't it though, yeah. right? And he's got white man dreadlocks instead of anyway, that all those movies are the same universe as like 1989's Batman and Batman Returns 20 years later.
Yeah. But my theory is that this is the Batman animated series universe 20 years
old.
There you go. How's that for
Have
a
you just come
theory?
Up with that now?
Just now.
Great.
Well, no, yesterday. And I went, I'm going to throw that in Mason's face.
That's right in my face. In my face, certainly.
I think, I mean, obviously, it's not either of those things.
No.
But that would make, the animated one makes a lot of sense because it has all these things in the universe. I mean, that being said, it also has Superman in it, so that doesn't work.
That's true, yeah.
Yours is more accurate in that in a way.
Yeah.
But mine's...
Every time I mention this theory, somebody will tweet at me or email me, and it's like, yeah, but what about this very specific thing that somebody says this or whatever? What about when Clooney says, yeah, but this is where Superman works alone? Just say that didn't happen. That's how comic books work.
That's right, yeah.
That's how it works.
Also, it's not a real theory.
It's not a real theory. It's true. Yeah. What was Alfred look that when he was older in the Lazarus pit? Yeah. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Batman looks different in every movie anyway.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Imagine, though,
I'm imagining.
Flashback sequence
from
1989. You put Affleck in the old suit.
In the old turtleneck.
In the old turtleneck. You put him in the turtleneck.
Glasses.
He's got the frizzy curly hair on top. How good would that be?
Yeah. That'd be incredible. He's got the little Bat CD player that he has.
Yeah.
They've released some clips for Justice League, which I watched. There's about five or six of them. It looks okay. Like, yeah. I'm very worried that this is going to be a train wreck, but looking at it, I'm like, there's some fun stuff and some interesting stuff in this. Yeah.
I actually rewatched when we went to see Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. The trailer?
Yeah, it was actually one of the old trailers. You know, the one where Wonder Woman's co-worker's like, what did you do this weekend kind of thing?
She's and like, none of your business. Yeah. None of your business is what I did.
That's right. That's certainly no superheroing. What do you ask?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bad at this. I'm bad at this secret identity thing. I mean, I don't
I'm not even wearing my glasses.
But it looked really good. Like,
I thought exactly the same thing on the
big screen. I'm like, this actually looks good.
Yeah, I thought exactly the same thing. There's still some like...
There's something to be said for not watching every trailer and every movie through your phone. Yeah,
absolutely. There were moments in it which I still don't think look great. Like the Aquaman surfing through the building.
Yeah.
Still doesn't look very good or whatever. But no, maybe this will be really good, Mason.
Mm.
Or maybe it won't be. Who knows? You going to watch those clips or...
No.
Yeah,
it's too soon.
Yeah, fair enough. We've only got a week and a bit. Warner Brothers apparently waiting on Justice League to happen before green lighting the Flashpoint movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense, I guess.
Because this one will determine whether or not they're going to reset the universe.
Yeah, but I guess, good or bad, you could still do Flashpoint.
Hmm.
So, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan was asked about it a while back in an interview because he plays Bruce Wayne dad.
That's right.
And he was like, he was very obviously had been signed up for it, but was like, I'm not saying anything because, you know, I'll be murdered by the Snyder family. So, oh no, they're not really involved anymore. They've kind of, Deborah Snyder and Zack Snyder have kind of stepped away. But speaking of Mason, Henry Cavill has come out with some very disparaging comments about the DC e-cigarette universe.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want me to read it here?
Please.
Even if Marvel didn't exist, we'd struggle. There was a style that DC were going for, an attempt to be different and look at things from a different perspective, which hasn't necessarily worked. Yes, it's made money, but it's not a critical success. It hasn't given everyone the sensation that superheroes should give the viewer, that he says a bunch of other stuff. I feel like now the right mistakes have been made. That doesn't make any sense.
I think I'd rather no mistakes be made, quite frankly.
By definition, a mistake is
that's right.
Wrong. Anyway, and they haven't been pandered to, and they can start telling stories in a way that need to be told. It is even better to come back from a mistake or a stylistic error to correct in the correct vein, because the story will seem much stronger. Wonder Woman was the first step in the right direction.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to put on a funny mask and do some pranks at a Comic-Con.
What do you think of that?
That's an interesting take.
Yeah, he's not wrong, I think, as well. There's been some weird kind of choices which have carried over, yeah.
But it's interesting he would say that when, like, this is recent. This just happened.
Well, it's like when a band released a new album and go, remember when you bought that last album? We hated it.
We hated it. We pushed it out. The record company made us make it. We hated it, but this one's good. Is he saying, but Justice League is good?
I guess that's the point, yeah. Okay, to be like, right. Well, Justice League, like Wonder Woman course corrected and Justice League will follow in that vein. And Justice League could have been a lot of it reshot. We don't really know. We probably won't ever know. Whenever I say that, people are like, only 10% of it was reshot. You don't fucking know either. Nobody knows, all right? We're all speculating.
That was Zack Snyder saying that.
Oh, was it?
James, you don't know what you're talking about. I was there.
But also, that's not necessarily a bad thing to reshoot something.
Yeah.
It can end up really well. Remember we heard that Wonder Woman was a disaster. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying that. That was a word on the street. There was no reviews. And then it turned out really well. And it's now the highest grossing... I think it's the highest grossing comic book solo movie ever.
Wow.
Origin movie.
Wow.
So it'd be Iron Man, like it's killing it. You know what I mean? So who knows where this is going to go, Mason? Mm. Not even you know. Shut up, Mason, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's right, I don't know.
Do you love Star Wars, Mason?
It's pretty good.
So you're not the guy who doesn't know what Star Wars is today.
Not today.
Okay, good. That makes my job much easier. There was a new The Last Jedi TV spot.
Oh, who's this at the door?
Oh, no. Come in, I guess. Who could this be?
Hey, it's me.
What?
Oh, sorry, this is the wrong house. I'm going to go. I couldn't be bothered doing it.
Did you leave when he came to the door? Or did you answer the door?
I was just sitting here mortified that someone would be here interrupting our fine podcast time. I wonder what that guy's deal was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What? So he didn't want anything. It was just in the wrong house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope he finds what he's looking for.
Me too.
If he goes under a bus. How about that?
Jeez, all right.
The new Last Jedi TV spot. There was an international trailer, but it was mostly existing footage. Mm-hmm. But the TV spot, the one bit that's really stood out, Mason, mm-hmm. is the word Star Wars. It's in a red font. You can really see it. You know what I mean?
I did. I was like, what?
But no, it's Luke Skywalker in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those buttons light up and he's like, ooh.
Oh, this is just like I remember it being. Yeah, yeah. It's because there was the big moment from one of the Force Awakens trailers was Han Solo coming aboard the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
And, you know, because Luke presumably hasn't been on it for years, mm-hmm. but that was his first adventure when he got in and that bloody kicked off his whole bloody career,
That's
mate.
True, yeah.
He had a bloody rollicking good time, didn't he? I mean, he murdered a lot of people because he blew up the Death Star.
Yeah, they're dead, aren't they?
And like a million plus.
Can't have all been evil, could they? Someone probably drafted off
planets
that had to leave their family, you know?
One of them was probably just cleaning a toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably heaps of them.
Yeah, probably. There's one toilet.
Wow. Big line for that toilet.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I think that's it for me. I think I'm not going to watch anything else.
Yeah, good
idea. So it's just around the corner, so I don't really need to know anything else. Who do you think's flying the Millennium Falcon on crate? Like, I don't think Luke and Rey are there at all. I think that's just a Chewie Porg situation.
It's a Chewie Porg situation.
And they're off doing their own bloody adventures.
Do you think the Porg is an ace pilot somehow?
Who knows? Probably, yes.
I still don't understand what specifically the Porgs are. Do we have a full backstory on the Porg?
They live on the island, I guess.
Okay, right.
That one's friends with Chewie for whatever reason. I don't know. Okay. But the Porg is Chewie's Chewie, if that makes sense. Chewie, the Porg is right. Chewie's Chewie.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think should get the Millennium Falcon? Who's entitled to it?
I think maybe it's like a Tontine situation, like a flying hellfish.
Right.
Like the last person alive gets to keep it.
So you don't think it should just go to Chewie?
No, I think you should have to fight Lando in single combat.
Lando lost it, mate. Wait, modern day Lando, Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not, okay. That's unfair on him.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, yeah, okay, look, maybe it's, well, who else do you think should get well, stake
people are
a
saying,
claim
well,
on?
Rey, potentially.
Oh, I see. No, she should have to fight Chewie.
Yeah, okay, with a lightsaber.
With a lightsaber, yeah.
What about, like, Kylo Ren, I guess, technically, is entitled to it.
Oh, that's
Leia,
true.
Leia, maybe.
Wow, that's
even
true.
Luke, you know?
Yeah, maybe they should, was there a will?
No, he's not a will guy, is
no,
he?
That's true.
Yeah, he didn't, yeah, no, I don't think he drafted anything before he fell into that pit. Yeah.
Well, he should have, shouldn't he?
He should have.
Now yeah. It's going to be a disaster for the whole family, isn't it?
Oh, speaking of,
they should sell it on the open market. I did a battle. It's a percentage each.
I did a Battlefront video and Ethan did some animations.
Thank
really
you,
awesome.
Ethan.
Thank you, Ethan. Yeah. But you can win a copy of that if you want. If
me
you
personally?
Check out that video. Yeah, if you go and check it out. Yeah, no, you won't. You definitely won't win, just to be clear.
Right.
Yeah, everybody else has a chance except you.
Oh, this isn't random chance. This is you're selecting a winner.
Well, you got to pick a comment at random, yeah. And as long as it's...
You can't rule me out, though, can you?
No, you could trick me, I guess.
I could trick you, couldn't I?
Yeah. But you want some Han Solo news, Mason?
Yeah.
Ron Howard is apparently... Allegedly, but ooh. Who knows? We don't really know. Reshot all of Solo up to 80%. It's called Solo. I don't think we talked about that. The Han Solo movie is
called
Solo.
Oh, we never
got
around to it. Yeah, okay.
What do you think about that?
It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense as a title. It's a solo movie, Mason.
Oh!
Wrap your little mind around that.
I can't do it.
And then, but it's also his name. So they've
yep.
nailed that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In doing so, they've doubled the budget of the film.
Terrific.
Because he's actually just finished filming. Lord and Miller shot their version for 4 months.
Yep.
And Ron Howard, who was going to do a few weeks of pickups, shot for nearly 4 months also.
Great.
So that, to me, sounds like they've mostly just redone it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens to 4 months worth of Lord and Miller footage that doesn't get used?
We never see it. Or we see it in 20 years. Yeah.
That's very disappointing.
Well, I think they want to distance themselves from all that stuff. Like, I think in 20 years they'll be like, there's a cut you're never seeing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like the Richard Donner Superman 2.
Sure, or whatever. Right.
But no, I don't think we're going to see that for a long
unless
time.
The Han Solo movie sucks, in which case...
Extreme Edition.
Yeah, Extreme Edition,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All the riffing.
Joker's Wild Card
that's
Edition.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's... I don't know. That seems expensive.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yep. And if this weren't a company that has literally all the money in the world,
yeah,
it might be a problem for them.
That's crazy, though, that... They could have made another film, except they doubled down on Han Solo. The
yeah,
movie.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it might be great, but that to me seems crazy.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway, like a movie that not really anybody wanted in the first place.
Exactly, and a movie that sort of has to have an end point that we all know what it is.
Yep.
Like it's gonna end in the Mos Eisley spaceport, probably.
Or up to that point, he's gonna win the bloody Falcon in the Sabacc tournament.
We're gonna see how he got his vest and his blaster.
He's gonna do the Kessel Run.
Yeah, we're gonna see him meet Chewie.
Yep, all of those things. But I think, well, actually, there's an update on Greedo's situation. You know,
yes.
You know, Greedo's original origin story was that Han Solo hates him. This is in the Legends canon, so
yep.
It doesn't count. Han Solo stole his vest.
Yes.
Because he was just some punk kid.
So now when we see Greedo in Mos Eisley, is he also wearing a vest?
No. Oh, maybe a different vest.
See, that's what I'm saying.
His second favorite vest,
right?
Yeah. That's it. And then he goes after Han Solo and Han Solo shoots him.
Yeah.
There's a new Star Wars book, which is kind of, it retells the A New Hope, but from a different perspective, a whole lot of minor characters. It's kind of like Tales from... The Bounty Hunters or whatever,
yeah, right,
but it does the whole film.
So this is now official canon.
It's official canon. And Han Solo stole Greedo's girlfriend.
Oh.
that's the new official
okay,
story.
Okay, now I have many questions.
Yeah.
First of all, is she a human lady?
Good question.
Or is she like a sexy blue-skinned lady, like somewhere in the middle?
Yeah.
Or is she a Greedo?
I think she's a Greedo. Can you see? I mean, Greedos have good kissing lips.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I don't
sexiest lips in the galaxy.
I don't know whether that's his. They're Rodians, by the way.
Rodians, okay.
But I don't know if that's his kind of thing. I think he'd love a maybe green skin woman somewhere in the middle.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So Greedo's bitter about that, but you know that's. Is that Han Solo's fault in particular? I mean, he's a bad bloke for doing that, but he doesn't owe you anything.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Maybe he didn't even know. He probably knew.
Oh, he certainly knew.
Yeah.
Okay, if we can go back to the vest, though.
Sure.
in the context of the original story, why does he steal Greedo's vest and wear it as his own? Was it the best vest in the galaxy?
From memory, and this is a very... I read this like 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He catches Greedo at his ship, rummaging around or stealing, or Greedo's trying to get the drop on him, but Greedo's just some kid.
Right.
So he's trying to make a name for himself, and Han Solo kind of roughs him up a bit, like grabs him by the scruff of the neck and is like, get out of here.
By the scruff of the vest.
By the way, give me your vest.
Okay,
and
sure.
And takes his vest. So in the newer version, he's more of kind of...
In the Rodian universe,
yeah.
on the planet of the Rodians, you lose your vest. You may as well be nude.
Yeah, that's right.
It was shamed.
It's like if you're, you know, in the Khal Drogo reverse Game of Thrones. It's like getting your hair cut if you lose a battle. If you lose your vest, so he, yeah. But the new version is
you just have to wear sleeves.
Yeah.
If you're a pariah in the Rodian society, they take your vest away and they give you the sleeves. They've cut off all the when you're a child, you wear a full jacket, and that's shameful.
Yep.
And so when you're a kid, they when you're like an adolescent, they cut the sleeves off. But if you're shamed, they put the sleeves back on you.
I love it.
Your arms are so constricted.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. But yeah, but the new version, he'll like release prisoners from Jabba the Hutt's palace and then recapture them and then claim a reward. So he's kind of that kind of guy.
Sneaky.
Yeah, he's a sneaky son of a bitch. So anyway, there you go. That's
I'm glad Han Solo and him shot at the same time now.
I know, right? Yeah, I mean, thank Christ.
Yeah.
What a bloody world. Are you looking forward? Do you think it's going to be good?
Yes.
It's out in May.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, that's as definitive as one gets.
Mm-hmm.
Mason, do you love The Lion King?
No.
Really?
I've never seen it again.
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
I wish the guy who's seen The Lion King would knock on the door. Get him in the Blake podcast. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello, it's me, a man who loves The Lion King.
Oh, hey, what do you like about it?
Oh, jeez, I've got to go.
I'm late for my
dreary office job. I got to go. I'd give you my opinion. I'd give you some nuanced opinion, but I don't have time. I'm going to go.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It is a shame, yeah. That was the perfect guest for this particular news item, but he couldn't stay. What's he even doing here, quite frankly?
That's a really good question. How did he even know? Is he a fan? How did he know?
Yeah.
And if he is, why does he know where I live? Don't come to my house. That's not odd, obviously.
Once I've finished my office job, I'm coming back.
No!
For you, James! I'm gonna murder you!
So the cast
I'm a crazy fan and I love The Lion King. See, that's the kind of guy you don't want here, right?
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'd rather take you, I guess.
Okay. Bearing in mind, I haven't seen The Lion King. I have no opinion.
But we'll just breeze through this then. Mm-hmm. Beyonce's playing Nala, which
that's
is...
That's right.
Are you familiar with that character?
I'm the character of Beyonce, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the only returning cast member, it seems to be, is James Earl Jones. Chiwetel Ejiofor is Scar, previously played by Jeremy Irons.
Yep.
John Oliver Zazu, who was played by Rowan Atkinson. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really good choices here. So I think this will be... something, won't it?
Great.
To behold.
Now, this is the movie. It's going to be live action with CGI, all the lions, right?
Yeah, and there's the argument. We're like, well, it's not really live action with CGI, whatever. It's photorealism.
Photorealism. I guess,
yeah. I think they should cartoon it up a bit.
I don't think they should.
No, it's weird in, like, I don't think...
Oh, do you mean like Planet of the Apes style?
Yeah, a little bit more expression, because The Jungle Book is technically amazing, but it's weird.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, right. I really, I didn't love it. A lot of people did, but maybe that's just me. Mm-hmm.
I mean, those questions surely are being asked in the production offices.
Yeah, is this weird?
Yeah, there'd be like 10,000 versions of all the...
Yeah.
Like, there'd be like an uncanny valley, like scale.
Yeah.
And they'd just be bringing people in and showing them an assortment of lion faces.
See if they vomit.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, not okay, that one. One. Okay, we're ruling that one out?
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, I love it though.
Mm.
There's a rumor, but it came from 4chan, so...
True.
The Rocksteady are going to unveil a Superman game this week.
Oh, what?
I would love that.
Me too. That'd be so good.
Yeah, so then I'd buy...
Now, Rocksteady behind the Arkham games, the good ones?
Yeah. Mm. We've got a Superman game coming up for Caravan of Garbage. I know people heavily request Superman 64, but this one's real bad too, so...
Yeah.
And it's a newer one. It's a relatively new one. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see the mechanics of a Superman game work.
Absolutely.
Properly. Yeah. I can't even wrap my mind around how they could do it properly.
Yeah.
Like I don't. But then again, I'd probably say, how would you make that Arkham Combat. Like, I didn't even conceive of something like that before I saw it. Then I'm right. Of course, this makes the most sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they've cracked it, if this is true, which it's from 4chan, so who knows? Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
It'd be good. I mean, you could also do, like, it wouldn't all have to be... The fighting mechanics and the playing mechanics wouldn't have to be the same all the time. Like, you could do it... You could have sort of scaled combat where, like, when he's on Earth, he can just swat people.
Yeah.
And it's no problem. But when he's on, like, an alien planet where there's, like, Mongols and dark sides and what have you, then it's more an even playing field. And they could fight him, like,
well, that's actually, in Arkham. Speaking of, the game I was talking about, I'll just say, it's called Superman Returns.
Yes.
It's from, like, 2006. And you start on the Mongols planet, like... arena, so you're kind of slightly depowered, and then you go to Earth and whatever. It's real bad. It's so bad. Like, I remember it being bad.
And we played it.
No, we will play it.
Okay, good.
And it's the one at the end.
I was going to say
where the final villain is a tornado.
Oh yeah, you're inside a tornado, that's right.
And you got to use your heat vision to and freeze breath to kind of even it out. It's I don't know what they were thinking. Mm-hmm. I remember at the time as well, it got delayed.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to come out with Superman Returns, and I think it got pushed back to the DVD release. And I went, oh, that's good, because they're going to do it right. No, real bad. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. And it all, like, the voice cast is there, and it's all bad.
Brandon Routh
is rocks up. Kevin Spacey, which we'll talk about towards the end. Oof. But yeah, anyway. There was also a trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, wait. Do you mean
Spider-Man?
The video game?
The video game. What's that called? I don't remember.
Neither do I.
I think maybe it's just called Spider-Man PS4 or whatever. It looks great. There's a lot of Mr. Negative in it.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently the roster is going to expand exponentially.
Ooh.
There's some weird character model stuff. Like, when you see real Peter Parker, they're a bit wonky or whatever. I don't care. Like, if the mechanics are good, which they look good, then I'll be fine with it. You also see the Shocker. Norman Osborn's the mayor.
Ooh.
How did he get that? He probably just campaigned, did a good That's campaign, true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's bloody bureaucrats and you know what I
That's
mean?
Right,
everyone's
yeah.
got an agenda.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Probably just told it like it is. Probably that's how he got elected.
but it looks great. And I don't understand this Mr. Negative. Does Mr. Negative have... Because do people not recognize him as Mr. Negative? Because if you took a photo, it inverse the colors.
Yeah.
Then he'd just look like the guy.
I don't think
looks
that's
like.
How it works.
That's exactly how it works. Right. If you look at him in the game, he's the same, except his colours are reversed.
Mm.
Yeah. Make it that way you will, Mason.
I mean, I guess he's also a supervillain. It's not like he has like a secret identity so much.
Yeah.
He'd just be off supervillaining about.
And maybe that doesn't work.
Mm.
Mason. Yeah.
Also, maybe you just don't want to hang out with him because he's so negative all the time.
That's very possible.
Bit of a he's a real drainer.
Yeah. Have you ever had friends like that where you're like, I can't hang around with this guy?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. He's a real bummer. I'm sure I've been that for a lot of people.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What are we doing here, Mason?
We're talking about Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about that. Because it seems the appropriate time and place.
Correct.
Just quickly, Mason, when we went to see Thor Ragnarok, we met a listener called David.
Yeah, we did.
He's a lovely young man. He said very kind things about you in particular.
Oh.
Did he?
Yeah. Look, if you don't remember, yeah, he did. Boy, did
he. That was great. It was really cool. So, yeah, thank you, David. It was really nice to meet you.
We got a photo for the social media. Yeah. Because if you don't get a photo for social media, it may as well have not happened.
Nothing counts, mm-hmm. Mason.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person you've met? You met Louis C.K.
I did.
Did some shady stuff, didn't he, maybe?
Probably. I mean, not to me while I was there.
Yeah.
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 It's pretty famous.
I'm trying to think of the most famous. I met John Burgess.
You mentioned him on Do Go On.
Yeah, that was like 15 years ago.
For people who don't know, baby John Burgess is one of our most famous mustache wearers from time to time.
He was.
And game show host.
Game show host, yeah.
What do you host? Burjo's Catchphrase and Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune. I mentioned Tony Barber, who was another...
host of Sale of the Century.
Game show host around the same time. And he did a mock kind of spitting on the ground for Tony Barber. Not a fan of Tony Barber.
Wow.
So there you go. I didn't get into specifics, but there's something going on there, Mason. And I'd love it. Burjo, if you're listening...
Oh, we met Edgar Wright.
Oh, yeah, we met Edgar Wright. Yeah, he's pretty famous, yeah. Good. Anyway, Thor Ragnarok. It's exceeded expectations,
ooh.
Mason. People thought it would do anywhere between...
Thought.
Yes, very good. 100...
Are you ready for a series of increasingly laboured Thor puns throughout this?
You get three.
Do I get three or do I get Thor?
That's two.
Damn it. I've only got two left.
No, you get one left.
Ah, what?
All right, you can have two more.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I know you're excited.
Or two Thor.
Oh, no.
I'm hitting you with so many, you won't know how many it is.
I really won't.
That's right.
They expected it to make anywhere between 110 and 118 million, but it went to 121. So there you go.
Slightly more, isn't
it? US domestic. So that's great for a movie of two characters, which 10 years ago nobody cared about.
Correct.
Look, watching this movie, it's the 17th one. It's crazy that it's this far in, there's this many movies. Like, they're... I know we kind of, like, the stuff that we kind of say that's negative about the MCU is a lot of them feel the same and whatever.
Yep.
But what an incredible achievement.
Yeah.
The MCU is now the most successful franchise of all time. It just crossed $5 billion. It's the biggest franchise
which
of all
is
time.
Good.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, it's 17 movies. So,
yeah,
I mean,
no, that's
you
right.
Know. But, like, the continuity, the casting, like, the entire undertaking, what... It's amazing, right? I mean, who would have thought that this would have, 10 years ago, that this would have happened?
Me. I was ahead of the curve.
You knew?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was watching Iron Man 2008, it was coming to a close, the credits were rolling, and I'm like, set up a sequel, set up a franchise. And then Tony Stark shows up at his house, Nick Fury's there, and I'm like, I told you.
I knew it.
Everyone, I knew it. I did.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
It's pretty good.
I saw that in Rome. I was on holiday.
All right.
I was backpacking.
Yeah. And in English or Italian?
It took me a while to find an English screening. And also it had a...
You had to go down to some sort of underground fight club.
I did, yeah.
You had to fight a man to the death and then your reward was Iron Man in English.
We were in one of the most amazing cities in the world and I dragged Claire there. I'm like, no, I'm seeing Iron Man. I'm sick of art. Fuck art, I said. I want to see Iron Man.
You're in the middle of the Sistine Chapel.
Man, I'll tell you what, the Vatican is insane.
Oh, yeah.
In all the worst ways. Mm-hmm. It's built on a pagan church.
Graveyard?
Yeah, like they just stacked it on top and went, everything's gold. And
everything's gold, exactly.
This is your god now.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Anyway, who cares about that? We're going to do spoilers, non-spoilers, then spoilers, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a critical success, a smash all round of positive reviews.
We've got a very... Very good little thing for spoilers, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
A vindication, perhaps.
Correct. Like the Dashboard Confessional song. It's in Spider-Man 2.
I've not heard it.
You've definitely heard it.
Have I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Mason.
All right.
Trust me.
All right, okay.
Anyway, what did you think the story was?
Ah, oh, jeez.
Now I feel vindicated.
I know, right? All right, hang on. Okay, so... I didn't think we were actually going to...
It's 2 years after
Age of Ultron. Why does it take me by surprise every time?
It's a really good question.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for at least 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, think about some good stuff about the movie and the plot and the bloody special effects and the whatever. All right. Okay, so it's after Age of Ultron.
2 years.
2 years
real
after.
Time, yeah.
And Thor's been searching for Infinity Stones.
Had to go.
Didn't find any.
Yep.
But
oh, by the way, if you don't want to know anything at all, don't listen to any of this.
Yeah. We're good at revealing spoilers in non-spoiler sections. Yeah. Let me think. Okay, hasn't found any Infinity Stones, but he's been on a real adventure.
A jaunt.
And now he's wants to go back to Asgard and see what's happening there.
Yep.
But troubles are brewing.
Maybe there's a new villain.
Yep.
Villainess.
Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, she's hella.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there, you've nailed it, Mason.
Thank you. I have
that was probably your worst one.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that is saying something.
Thank you.
What do you think in general? You've seen it. We've both seen it
we've
twice.
We've both seen
now.
It twice.
We both saw it last night at different cinemas.
That's right.
Competing chains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Same suburb.
Were we?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
The Lido.
I've never been there. The Jared Leto.
The Jared Leto. His own cinema.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You go in, you get a box of used condoms.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah. There's a hole in the bottom of their popcorn box. You reach too far down, method acting under there.
Oh,
disgusting. a disgusting betrayal.
What a prank, though.
Yeah, it's a good prank.
Yeah, what do you think? What did you think, though?
Look, on the first viewing
that
we saw with assorted media pricks.
Yeah.
David.
It was lovely.
Yep, and a couple of friends of mine.
Yep.
The McKenzie brothers were there.
Yeah, they were really nice.
I thought it was good.
Yep.
But maybe not great.
Yep.
And if we'd immediately gone to review it after that, that's probably what I would have said.
Yeah.
I'm watching the second time, had a really good time.
Yeah.
But it was great.
See, I thought it was, I saw it a second time as well. I think I enjoyed it more the second time, but, and I did like it in general. I think it's good, but I do not think it's great, Mason.
Ooh.
I think the reason is because it kind of lacks.
What does it lack?
I think it lacks a bit of heart. I think
really?
I think it's very funny.
Yep.
It's got some really funny moments.
Uh-huh.
But I think the emotional kind of beats they try to hit,
uh-huh,
which we can talk about more in spoilers, just kind of don't really resonate. Maybe, but the thing is, I think I'm in the minority here. Like, I think it's just, this just hit me in a different way than a lot of other people.
Okay.
So, yeah, I.
This is your Hunt for the Wilder People.
Oh, it is my Hunt for the Wilder People.
In the sense
people,
that.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that movie, but I think it's fine.
Yeah. Well, you're an idiot,
Mason. Oh, no.
And I'm right.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so all the characters are back. Thor's back. It's a different kind of Thor. It doesn't feel like an entirely different character.
No.
But it's...
I feel it's a little bit like he spent too much time on Earth. And now...
And then too much time alone in space.
Yeah. And he's gone a little bit mad and he's gone a little bit... He's gone a little bit Earth.
Yeah.
You know?
He's very meta, Mason.
That's right.
Yeah. But no, Chris Hemsworth's great, right?
Yeah.
He's very funny as well.
I agree, yeah.
Because apparently 80% of this movie was improv'd or something like that, a lot of the dialogue, which I think also sometimes works to its disadvantage. I think there's some very funny moments, but there's also some weird... I was talking to Ben, who does some editing for us, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
And he said...
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, he was... He mentioned that scenes can feel kind of stilted and strange. And I think when you put a whole lot of improv scenes together, the flow is a bit weird. Yeah. I know, maybe that's just me.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he gets a haircut too, doesn't
he? Sure does.
I like his new haircut.
Uh-huh.
That must be nice to not have to get a wig stitched.
Well, apparently that took 2 hours a day.
Well, it's a good wig too. Because it used to be his real hair.
Yeah.
In the first one, he actually had long hair and dyed eyebrows. We've talked about that before.
That's right. Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah. But apparently he went to the production team or Taika Waititi and he just went, hey, listen, you know, if you want to shave off 2 hours a day, just give me a haircut.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a good haircut.
It is a good haircut. Does it make him less Thor?
Initially,
when you first see him, I'm like, oh, these.
No, I like the look. I think it's good.
Yeah.
And it's not dissimilar from some of the current comic runs. You know, he's lost his hammer in the recent versions and whatnot. And
that's true.
He's got a bit of a bloody haircut and. Yeah, so it's kind of leaning towards that. But I like the new look, and I really like the first Thor movie. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Same.
But I'd imagine going back now, it probably feels kind of quaint because it's very phase one.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But at the time, I remember thinking, the best version they could have made of this.
Right.
Like this character that nobody gave a shit about. And I know whenever I say that, people are like, it's my favorite character. Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, in general, people didn't give a shit about Thor. Uh-huh.
That was Chris Hemsworth, by the way. It's my favorite character. About? I love Thor.
Apparently the reason this, one of the reasons this changed direction is because he heard Kevin Smith talking about it. And he said,
wait, who did?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, right.
And he thought that Kevin Smith represented fandom. And he was like, Thor's boring because he's a god and whatever. And who cares about his boring adventures or whatever. So that's the reason they just went, let's just take away all the things that make him Thor and put him in like this different scenario. So thanks, Kevin Smith, Mason.
But that's the way I assumed it was, because that's the way the comic book character went.
Well,
for the last year he's been the unworthy Thor, and he did lose his hammer.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't get destroyed. It was given to somebody else, but...
Yeah. It's been more than a year, hasn't it? It's been at least a couple of years.
Time bloody flies.
Doesn't it, Mason? It comes at you hard and fast, Mason.
Yeah, that's
right. Tell me that much.
All of a sudden, you're a ginger kid going to work as the accountant. Your greatest fears have been realised.
But where were we going with that?
I can't remember.
Thor. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Chris Hemsworth's great. But I do like the new direction. And one of the things I really like about this film is the way it sets up the universe for what's to come.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
There's some real... Without kind of... hitting you overhead with the head with what's next.
Uh-huh.
It's set some things in motion, in particular the galactic stuff.
Yeah.
Or the Asgardian stuff that could pay off in a very big way. Another thing Ben said that was interesting, Mason.
Thank you, Ben.
Was that even the less good films like Age of Ultron and Iron Man 2 sometimes do a really good job of setting up scenarios for what's next.
That's true.
Age of Ultron, I quite like. It's not great, like in hindsight, but... what it did for the Sokovia Accords and Civil War was interesting. Like Iron Man 2 set the play for kind of the Avengers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And this, in a big way, kind of leads up towards...
Infinity War.
Yeah, but that being said, I think this is better than Age of Ultron
and
Iron Man 2. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And I think this works better as a standalone as well.
Okay, yeah.
Because Iron Man 2 is a lot of...
It's a lot of faffing.
The Avengers is coming.
Yeah.
You ready for the Avengers?
Tony Stark sitting in a donut.
He's sitting in a donut.
That's all I remember from that movie. Yeah. Sitting in a donut and the cool racetrack scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. What about the other characters, Mason? Loki's back. He's greasier than ever.
Oh, he's so greasy.
He's got his best black wig. That must be a nightmare, because that used to be his real hair as well.
That's right.
And now it's a greasy black wig. Mm. What do you think?
Pretty good. Like him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand how they're going to... reconcile. There's a bit where, and it's in, you see, there's been some footage of it where he's just on Earth and nobody's, I guess they don't recognize him.
Who doesn't?
People of Earth, when he invaded?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, did they have, nobody ever really saw his face.
No, but you think it's something they would have plastered everywhere.
Unless they're covering it up.
They could be
covering it up. Unless the World Security Council covered it up. Yeah. You think they would. Nobody in a safe face.
Yeah. Nobody in the Netflix universe recognizes anybody.
That's right.
Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah. No, I think, Loki's great. He's really good. I mean, he's back and, I mean, if that's in the trailers, obviously. And,
yeah.
And if you've seen Thor the Dark World, that movie ends with him taking over, ruling Asgard.
Yeah, in a way that's pretty much brushed aside in this new version.
Which I think is okay. It's also, he's been doing it for 2 years.
Yeah, and I mean, and how long was that going to, how long was that going to last? I don't want to see 90 minutes of...
Thor uncovering Loki's plot, yeah.
Because, I mean, and again, he's known Loki his whole life.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to see through it immediately.
Yeah.
You don't want him to be this big dumb guy who doesn't figure out that Loki's masquerading.
Also, he was told very early on.
It's true, yeah.
That Odin's not on Asgard. But it also does, I think this does a really good job of touching on things from the past, but not leaning too heavily into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But also the exposition that they do have is brief and catches you up to date really quickly.
That's true, yeah.
Like at the start, he does a little bit of dialogue, which if you don't know where he is or what's been going on, he sums it up in like 30 seconds.
And I think this makes this a good superhero movie if you don't care for superhero movies.
Yeah.
If you just like...
It's bloody flipping the genre on its head,
It's flipping
mate.
The genre on its head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was Taika Waititi. Right. That's flipping the genre on its head.
He's great in an interview. Yeah. You seen him bagging about town?
Yeah, huh? Oh,
very
yeah.
Funny.
He's usually wearing like some sort of Hawaiian short suit.
Yeah. What I like about that guy is he's very funny and he's great off the cuff.
Uh-huh.
And he'll make fun of a reporter.
Oh,
but
sure.
also, I think there's there's genuine depth and darkness to him.
Ooh.
Because if you've seen his other films,
yeah,
like there's a lot of the topics that he covers in a humorous, like that he does yep. in a humorous way.
Yeah,
yeah, I think there's more to him than he comes across.
Do you think he has a drama in him? Maybe.
Absolutely,
a
he does.
Dark
yeah.
drama.
Yeah. Well, ooh. I think a lot of his films could be counted as dramas. You know. So I really want to see Boy. Apparently, Boy is very good. It's his first film. Apparently, it's got a lot to do with his childhood.
Ooh.
And he like
is he the boy?
He might be. I don't know. I don't think so. I think they cast a boy actually.
Oh, terrific!
But I know he did he does a lot for Indigenous rights. And there's a lot of Indigenous casting in this film, and even things like the Grandmastership is the Aboriginal flag colours. Like there's a lot of things like that he's kind of he's put in, which is cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Apparently they all have one. Well, one of them's called the Commodore.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
all the ships are Australian cars.
Yeah.
But, oh, by the way, I didn't.
Not all of them get mentioned though. But
no.
Apparently they're all named. Yeah. So yeah, the Holden Commodore is famously a car for the suburban bogan. I guess.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a Tirana and there's
a few other ones.
Yeah. A hotted up Monaro probably.
I also
the USS hotted up Monaro.
Correct. I also did a an Easter egg video. If you want to check it out, I'll link that below.
I'll do it later.
Yeah, please do, Mason. Mm-hmm. But it's there's a lot of stuff in here, and also because I made it, I wrote it quickly because I thought I was going overseas, and there's some stuff in there. I'm like, oh, I made a really big error there, and now I can never change it. I called Meek Mike because it's auto-corrected.
Oh,
and I didn't pick up on it, so I just read it as
you, Ron Burgundy, did it. You just read whatever was on the script.
I was just like, gotta get it done. I gotta go to San Francisco. But
interesting though that Taika Waititi does the voice of Korg.
Yeah.
He doesn't get another...
like a live action...
like he does, no, but he doesn't get another, like, Maori actor to do that voice.
No, but he is an actor, though, also.
That's true, yeah.
He's in Green Lantern.
He's in all his movies.
Yeah, he's in all his own
movies. Yeah. He's the best friend in Green Lantern.
Yeah,
or something.
He's not good in it either.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a good movie. So that's not his fault.
Right,
but
right.
He's very funny in What We Do in the Shadows.
That's true,
as well, yeah.
So he's the voice of Rock Monster Korg.
Yeah.
Who has the voice of what I like to think of Pleasant Mary Bouncer?
Yeah, well, that's what he
voice,
based it
yeah.
up. Yeah, like a giant monster that could crush you but doesn't.
Mm.
Yeah. What else we got here? Valkyrie, Tessa
yep.
Thompson,
great,
rocks up. Yeah, she was really good. Yeah, mm-hmm.
yep.
As she's got some secrets, Mason, but we can't bloody get into that here, can
that's
we?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think of?
She's got a drinking problem.
Yeah, she has a drinking problem.
At one point, she's like, "Yeah, I'm not going to stop drinking."
Yeah, yeah.
Just to be clear, it's not happening.
Yeah. What do you think about Cate Blanchett's Hela?
Good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Out of 10?
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think they ADR'd all her voice.
Oh, really?
Like all her... She's out of sync the whole movie.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Maybe that was your screening.
Maybe. That's true.
I didn't find
but
that
why
at
would
all.
Nobody else be out of sync?
That's a good point.
Isn't it, though? Yeah.
Maybe you're out of sync, mate.
Oh, what?
Gotcha.
Jeez, all right. I mean, it's often when you get an actor's actor and you put it into one of these movies, it's often 50-50 whether it's going to work or not.
Right, yeah.
Because you're like, okay, they're a big presence.
Yeah.
And is a big presence on screen going to work well with a lot of chaos and a lot of big events happening, or is it just going to seem stupid?
Yeah, right, yeah.
But I think this worked.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm.
Yeah. I watching this second time, she's not in it as much as I thought.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of her kind of flipping about and whatever, but yeah. Mm-hmm. She's probably only in it for maybe 10, 20 minutes or
something
up.
Like that, yeah.
Which is fine. She's good.
I was going to say 15 minutes, but that's right in the middle. It's right in the safe zone of what you said.
Boy, is it. And of course, Jeff Goldblum, Mason.
Oh, he's Jeff Goldbluming about.
He's so weird.
Very weird. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
He didn't change anything. He just Jeff Goldblumed it.
Yeah, right.
Which 100% works in this year.
Yeah.
This weird universe.
He was probably just at a rave the previous night and he just rolled up in what he was wearing.
Or an orgy.
Yeah, and he just didn't. Yeah, that almost certainly. And he just showed up and he just didn't change clothes for the duration of the filming. And like, this'll do.
You know what I really loved in this? And it really kicked off in a big way, the movie. Because I found it a bit kind of disjointed leading up to where... It was kind of like, you know, an episode of The Simpsons where it starts one way and then goes another way. But it didn't feel like it kind of naturally flowed there for me. Because he ends up getting stranded on this planet, on this junk planet. But there, and it's in the trailers, he meets the Hulk, who I thought was really great in this.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I think they said this on Hey Fam, the great podcast Hey Fam, part of the Planet Broadcasting Network, with horny dad Andrew Levins, that wouldn't have been interesting if you didn't know he was in it. And then
I would have loved that a lot.
I would've. I understand. Of course you're going to show him. I get it. But That would have blown my mind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But that's the nature of...
It would also have been kind of the thing where, as watching it, if you didn't know he was in it, yep, but you knew a little bit about the universe, you'd be like, is it the Hulk? Are they talking about the Hulk? You know what I mean? You suspect it, and then there's kind of more hints towards it, and then he's finally revealed as him.
So, as I often say, if you know a friend who's never seen the first two Terminator movies...
Beat them up,
but then show them one and two, and I think the reveal of the second one would blow their minds.
Yeah.
So in a similar vein, if you don't know anyone who's seen every Marvel movie, make them watch all 17 Marvel movies, and then Ragnarok will blow their minds.
Big time.
Big time, baby. Yeah. Also, what I found was interesting. Did I mention this to you? What I found interesting about Mark Ruffalo's performance is
weird.
when he returns to being Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
It's a weird performance.
The idea being
that he's mentally frazzled because he's been the Hulk for a
That's
really
what
long
I took
time.
It as, yeah.
But there's a he does a weird lisp performance. He's like, "Excuse me." Science is strong, man, coming through. I mean, it's not that bad, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not the whole time, but there's specific lines that he says, which it's got that little bit of, that inflection. But he is good.
It's odd.
He's also not in it very much.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Because I remember the time when they were filming, he only filmed for 2 weeks. So I went, oh, well, he's probably the Hulk for a lot of it.
Yeah. But he would have done all the mocap as the Hulk, right?
Yeah, and he does the voice of the Hulk as well.
Excuse me.
That's right, yeah. Well, what I loved about the Hulk is, and Claire recognizes as well, like he's been the Hulk for 2 years and his intelligence is a 2-year-old. Because he hasn't had the chance to grow previously as a person. Mm-hmm. But having a 2-year-old, there's a lot of things I recognized. Like if my 2-year-old was 10 feet tall and could throw a bus, I'd imagine this.
He'd throw a bus at you.
That's right. This is what he would be like. You know, like, and there is that sweeter, gentler side to them. Mm-hmm. But a 2-year-old is, if they were big, would be dangerous.
Oh, for sure.
So I liked that element of it, yeah. Mm. The Talking Hulk I like a lot. I'm glad it's kind of gone in this direction.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Mm. I kind of thought that maybe he'd turn into the Grey Hulk at some point.
Okay, yeah.
Spoiler alert, he doesn't.
I think he might down the line. I think that's something... I think they've got something in mind for him. Maybe they'll split him. Maybe he'll Red Hulk. But I think we're going to get something else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That being said, the Grey Hulk wouldn't be particularly visually spectacular.
No. Well,
like if Infinity War happens like the final battle sequence is happening and then he's like, I'm the Grey Hulk. People will be like, all right.
Well, they nearly did.
Is there something wrong with the screening? What's going on?
They nearly did Grey Hulk in Age of Ultron.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so anyway. You know, there's some amazing special effects in this, Mason.
Yep.
For example, the Hulk.
Uh-huh.
But there's also some very weird... an obvious green screen in this.
There's a little bit, yeah.
There's a scene in the alley which they changed from the trailer, which they changed to on top of a Nordic...
A fjord.
It's not a fjord.
Not a fjord.
Let's just say it's a fjord.
It's the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
It's a cliff edge.
But it's very obvious.
Yeah, isn't it?
It also feels like they didn't green screen that alley and then they had to paint it out and put it in.
Right.
It's because it feels... And because they wanted to make it look more epic and have that moment kind of have, like, resonate more. But that does not look
good. It's interesting, too, because when you see the cliff edge, that looks amazing.
Well, they probably filmed a real cliff edge.
Oh, yeah. Which looked amazing.
You'd love a cliff edge.
New Zealand.
Yeah. I don't think it was New Zealand.
No, okay, right.
Could have been.
Norway.
Mm. Or maybe
and
Queensland.
And I think some of the CGI in the... arena looks a little shocking.
It doesn't feel like a real arena.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like Thor and Hulk themselves both look great, but everything else around that. I found the world of Sakaar, the planet, the junk planet they're on, sometimes it looks great, and other times it looks a bit, not as bad, but some Phantom Menace-esque kind of sets and then a big open area couldn't possibly exist. So I think it doesn't entirely feel like a real... It didn't entirely feel like a real world to me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that just me? Or am I a crazy person, Mason?
You're both of those things.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Also, I think after you get out of the arena sequence, the action isn't great.
Now, I thought that initially as well.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, but there's some good stuff in there. There's a spaceship chase, which I think it's good.
Yep.
Let's see. I think some of the Asgard battles are good.
Yeah, there's moments
enjoy those.
That are quite good.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
But, there's an opening sequence which I think is pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, I would say.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not. It's definitely not terrible, but I think I said this in my review that Taika Waititi's not an action director, obviously. I think he went, I'll do the improv and I'll do some funny scripts, rewrites and whatever and this and that. But I think then somebody else went, oh, we'll do the special effects and action.
Right, okay, sure.
That. Yeah. Uh-huh. Which, I know, because I didn't think there was anything particularly creative about it, is what I'm saying.
Look, we'll get into spoilers probably.
Yeah, cool.
Real specific.
Did you think it was funny?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think everybody was funny in it.
No.
I thought, look, I think Hemsworth was great. I thought Goldblum, he out-Goldblumed everybody.
Yeah.
There's a cameo that I'm sure everybody enjoys.
Yep.
I don't remember her name, but she's in Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah, not great.
She's the Grandmaster's second in command.
Yeah.
And I didn't think she was funny at all.
No, and she is very funny in other things.
She's fine in Hunt for the Wilder People, I know that much.
Shut up, Mason. There's that great Terminator exchange they have.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she was kind of, I don't want to say wasted, but just kind of no impact.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. I don't disagree with that.
But Scourge was pretty funny.
Yeah, Scourge was good. Mm. Yeah. Korg was great as well.
That's true.
Like, that's just Taika Waititi spinning his wheels, I thought was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And his little friend.
Meek,
not Mike.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
For those paying attention. But yeah. No, it was cool. There was a lot of changes though as well. Like there's some stuff in the trailers which wasn't. There's particular shots. You know where Loki's like spinning
his knives. He does a double knife flip. Yep, that's gone.
Which is fine. I don't. It doesn't feel like reshoots. It just feels like things they just didn't end up putting.
Was there anything else got changed?
There's a few things. Yeah, I'm making. I'm thinking I'll make something on it.
But, all right, good. Yeah.
Then you'll know.
Don't tell me now.
I would never.
Why would you?
Well, I don't really know. So
great. Good stuff.
Should we do spoilers?
Yeah, I'm going to say best movie ever.
I'm going to say best movie ever. Yeah, please don't mistake my lack of loving it for not thinking that it's worth saying.
I think it's definitely worth saying.
I think you should shut up.
Yeah, I should.
Okay. Spoilers. I'll time code it, as always.
Okay. Spoilers, number one spoiler. Vindicated. So in the last couple of weeks, somebody gave us a hot scoop in our famous segment, Hot Scoop or Shot of Poop, in which Thor goes to Asgard.
Yep.
He sees a play that's taking place,
yep,
which is essentially the plot of Thor 1 being retold.
Yes.
And some of, I don't know, Thor 2 or whatever.
Yeah, right.
In which Loki is being played by
Matt Damon. Yep.
And that was told to us as a rumor.
And
it's
true. And you ruined that surprise for the internet.
Yes, I did. Absolutely, I did.
Like, seeing that, I'm like, this would have been much better.
Now, the person who told me that also told me that one of the Hemsworths was going to be Thor, but I didn't want to spoil that because I was like, which one? And he was like, I don't know. But it's Luke Hemsworth, Sam Neill plays Odin, which is fun.
That's now, a Jurassic Park
now,
reunion, Mason.
As per the rules of this, because it's correct, you must now do a shot of poop.
No, it's the other way.
Man, I don't make the rules, all right? I don't make the rules for this.
Established that you have, and you did establish a rule that wasn't this.
I don't remember that at all. Anyway, rules are rules, man, so get on that. Maybe next week. Anyway, that's pretty good, right?
How do you feel about ruining that cameo for everybody? That thing they kept hidden for years.
I'm okay with it.
You just came out.
I'm really okay with it. Feels good, in fact.
Did it feel good? So it felt good when it happened?
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, it just felt like relief.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd look like a couple of prats.
Well, you in particular.
Yeah.
And I'd have to eat poop.
That's right, yeah.
Or not. Or if it was, whatever the rule was.
You're going to have to. Anyway.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that, you know who was really good in this?
Who's that?
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that was a good cameo.
I think you mentioned that he's just gotten real weird
and
real good at magic.
And he's settled into his weirdness, which I enjoyed. And you know, it's what we saw at the end of Doctor Strange.
Oh, by the way, people, you are hearing a live recording of the garbage truck picking up my bins, which I have put out.
But enough about you on this podcast.
Hey, come on,
mate. We're picking up some bloody garbage, all right? Yeah, no, he's settled into it. We saw it at the end of the post-credit sequence in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy the fact that there's some more actual magic.
Yeah.
He's just conjuring up some things.
Doing
there's
weird
some
stuff.
Weird scene transitions. That feels more like the Doctor Strange to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, he was like Iron Man light in the first one.
He was, yeah.
And even in terms of abilities, he could summon like a weird shield and
a portal. And a portal. That was it.
Yeah, but this is just kind of, seems like he can do anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I like that also.
I mean, there were certainly a couple of portals, but.
Yeah, sure. What's his thing? But I like that he was easily a match for Loki.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, okay, go. And it just throws him into a portal.
That was good, right?
Mm-hmm. But also, like, the Loki was falling for 30 minutes. Like, where was he?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no, I quite like that. But embracing the weirdness of that character is the way to go.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm. He's kind of unpleasant.
Yeah, right.
Which I like, yeah. Because not everybody has to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little bit
and
off.
And that was like a two superheroes meeting first meet cute that I enjoyed.
Yeah, right.
They didn't have to fight necessarily, but it's good to see them play off each other, which is real good.
Did you like Thor's hammer disguised as
an umbrella?
Umbrella?
It's That's no good. Walking stick, but it'll do.
I mean, we knew his hammer was destroyed. And then it turns out that he was the hammer all along.
That's very true, yeah.
I like that. Actually, that was one action sequence I liked, is when he gets all lightninged up and he just tears through 100 people.
I enjoyed that a lot of the action sequences looked like, I don't know, they just looked spectacular. Like, you know, the bit where he's leaping across the bridge.
Yeah.
And he's just in the air and lightning's coming down and he's just sort of coming at him in slow-mo. That was great.
Yeah.
And there was the ones where the flashbacks with Valkyrie versus Hela.
Yeah, those were
and they
nice,
looked like kind of Renaissance paintings
kind of remind me of the Wonder Woman origin kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you, Mason.
Thank you.
You know what I didn't feel anything at was they kind of tried to add some heart to the Thor and Loki relationship, which I didn't really think worked for me. And Odin's death was just, who cares?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I know it was supposed to be emotional and, you know, everyone was welling up, you know, on screen, but I don't, maybe I just don't care about Odin. Also, he sucks. Like, as a person,
right?
He's no good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because my feeling is about that has always been, well, he's bound by some sort of rules of magic that we don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, now I just have to die because of destiny and magic or whatever.
Yeah.
That sort of works as, I guess it only works if you think of him as a mystical being and not an alien.
Yeah.
If you think of him as an alien, you're like, well, just do your own thing, man.
And I mentioned this to you after the movie when we saw it, the movie Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
How does death even work in Asgard?
Well, that's the thing.
Like,
I mean,
he turned into sparks.
Yeah.
His wife was stabbed by an elf.
Yeah.
He's also did his Odin sleep because he had to fall asleep because he was real tired.
Yeah, right.
But then you regenerate. Like, he's also been old seemingly forever.
That's true, yeah.
So how old is he?
Well, in
how old's Hela compared to Thor?
I don't know if you're aware. Currently in the Marvel Universe, there is that we've introduced Avengers 1 million BC.
Yeah.
And he's the Thor in that. Like, he's
Odin is Thor.
Well, he's not Thor, but he's Odin. Yeah. But he's just forged Mjolnir and he's trying to get it to come back to him. He's just getting the enchantment, right? So he's at least a million years old.
Right, there you go. Which makes sense. But it turns out in this movie that he enslaved a whole lot of different planets with his daughter, mm-hmm. who was who's technically the heir to Asgard.
Right, uh-huh.
And then at one point he was like, enough!
Yeah, I've had enough of
these
this.
Treaties and
I'm
whatever.
Benevolent. But I mean, that's also the same of, like, you know, in the Old Testament, God's real mean. In the New Testament, he's nice.
He's chill.
They just
totes
Yeah,
chill.
They just turned it around. Why wouldn't they?
Which is fine.
I don't know if that works with the actual Norse mythology.
Yeah.
But
I don't have a problem with it, but that's probably why also I don't care if he dies, because he just lies to everybody. Like, he's like, Loki's the way he is because you didn't tell him
he's
a frost giant.
That's right.
You know, I mean, that's not the only reason he's the way he is. Like,
but did you like the Thor-Loki?
The dynamic I really liked in general.
I liked how we saw little... I like the story of Thor, where Thor's like, he turned into a snake and then
he was like, ah!
And then he stabbed me. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
I also like that, you know, clearly they have some, even though they've been friends and they've been enemies, but they have, like, you know, tactics they employ.
Little
like
bits that they do. Yeah.
Or get help.
Yeah, get help, yeah.
And right at the end there, it's Valkyrie and Thor and Loki versus Hela on the bridge. And Loki's like, I'm not doing get help. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, that was good. Mm. He's great.
Yeah. I really like the opening sequence of Thor versus Surtur. I thought that was a great...
Yes, yeah. Mm. Surtur was... No, I like Surtur. Yeah, he's not in it much, but...
Yeah. I initially thought that was the voice of Sam Neill, but it wasn't.
Who was that?
Don't know. We'll never know.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you like the reveal of Hela being the sister or whatever? I quite like that.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah. That got revealed on an Australian chat show.
Oh, really? Right.
I watched it after because I didn't know going in. And Chris Hemsworth was clearly like, come on, what are you... like, he wasn't happy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how he'd feel about somebody spoiling the Matt Damon cameo. He'd probably beat you right up, mate.
Maybe.
He's very big, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he's crazy big.
He's different big to the previous Thors, I think. Yeah. He was broader originally.
Yeah? Okay.
He was like a truck.
Like a truck man.
Like a truck man.
Okay, very good. I'm not doing these in any particular order, but post-credits, what'd you think? That also was... That's the Sanctuary 2. That's Thanos' ship.
Yeah, right. It's pretty big.
Yeah. Sanctuary 1 was the rocks he hung out on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. It's pretty bloody big.
Yeah. So... I think from memory, yeah, the Avengers Infinity War trailer opens with Thor hitting the Guardians of the Galaxy's windscreen. So
yeah, right.
Something obviously really terrible happens there and Thor gets flung off into space again.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My guess would be, I mean, that's assuming the continuity is going to flow exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be some missing time, but I would imagine... it starts, you know, Thor's like, my guess would be that at the start of the next one, Thor's like, okay, you go this way, go into hyperspace or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll stay in deep space and I'll fight this ship by myself.
Okay, right. Yeah.
And then he ends up on the windscreen.
Well, maybe. Because I guess I can't imagine that Thanos is going to wipe out what's left of Asgard, which only seems to be like 2,000 people, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That ship seems real cramped as well.
Sure.
Yeah, so I don't know how they're all living there or whatever. But you might be right. I think it's established a very interesting Thor going into Infinity War.
Mm, yeah.
Like his strength levels are also increased a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like it seems like he can take on the Hulk 1-to-1. The Hulk seemed a little bit depowered in this compared to what he's previously been.
He's probably gotten soft.
Yeah, he's probably gotten soft, mate. That's what happens. You know, you get older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You lose.
If you're just fighting little rock men and you know, little guys with knives for hands.
Yeah, that's right.
You
yeah.
lose your edge.
You lose your edge, yeah. As opposed to human beings on Earth.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Remember when he kicked Tim Roth into a tree?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But no, I think it didn't really explain who that was. Like that came out after who that big ship was. But
I remember when Korg's like, get out of here, ghost.
Yeah, that was
pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Piss off, ghost.
Yeah.
That was good.
Did you assume it was Thanos' ship? I mean, because
yes.
It's not explicitly stated, but there you bloody go. And the other one was Jeff Goldblum, his planet is trash and whatever. And, and there's been...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And he's like, a tie? That was very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Goldblum was good in this.
He's very good.
I love... I don't know how much of that they were just like, Goldblum, just do your thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what he is like as an improviser or what have you. I don't know how much of that was scripted at all, but I just enjoyed it.
Yeah. He just faffed about.
Just talked about the melting stick and just was a DJ for a bit. And
he's got that happy birthday fireworks display.
Oh, that was so good. It's my birthday. That was really good.
Yeah.
I like to think that, he decides it's his birthday every day.
I'd imagine he would, I like that.
Kind of want to make that my ringtone.
Sure.
It's my birthday.
But he's been there, like he's been doing that for a million years.
Yeah.
And he's clearly bored and gone mad.
Mm-hmm.
And he also apparently is the Collector's brother.
There you go.
So they kind of end the same way. Like in Guardians, Collector's kind of lost everything. And
it's the same.
It's the same with this.
We don't really, we've yet to see whether they are cosmically powerful beings or if they're just old people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because,
I mean, if you're the ruler of this planet, surely you got something going on.
Well, as he mentions, like, time works differently there.
Right.
But and the Collector maybe just has an item that keeps him young.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he's just got a bunch of everything.
That's true.
Maybe he can get inside that weird cocoon and...
Yeah, maybe.
And whatever, yeah. Do you think we're going to be seeing much of those two going forward?
No.
Yeah, you think... Yeah. No. I think that there's a chance they'll rock up again, but...
Right. I think we might see Hela again.
Which is, we don't really
see. I mean, look, in a way, she was killed with a 200-foot giant sword at the end.
Yeah.
But that's no proof of death in a comic book movie.
And the planet exploded.
That's true.
Well, it's not
a
planet, it's just a floating platform.
But you could make a case for she is the death that Thanos is in love with.
Well, exactly. That's exactly right. Because she is an amalgamation of a few characters anyway.
Yeah.
And the other thing is she draws her strength from Asgard.
Yeah.
Asgard's gone. But that doesn't mean necessarily that just might mean she's just depowered somewhat.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, who knows, Mason? Who knows what the future holds?
I don't.
I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, we will. When the movie comes out.
Yeah, a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Months.
Yeah.
6 months? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, I also love the part where Scourge is like, behold, my stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty good. A little Vespa there.
Do you like his little Cockney accent?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, he's a New Zealand guy, that guy.
Carl Urban.
Yeah, Carl Urban.
There you go.
He's in Lord of the Rings.
He is too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
He's the guy,
Do Carl Urban and Cate Blanchett have any scenes together in Lord of the Rings?
No, they don't. He's one of the horsemen, and he ends up marrying the woman that's in love with Aragorn, and he's like, and she's like, no dice. But they get together, which is,
everyone. She's like, he'll do.
Yeah, whatever.
He's no Aragorn, but he'll be all right.
He's got long hair, so, yeah. I mean, everyone's got long hair here. What else we got, Mason? Thor's eye.
Yes.
He gets his bloody eye knocked out.
Yep.
Which is, that happens to him in the comics.
It's only, you can only go a certain level of graphic on that.
Yeah, it's
like,
not
if you've seen the eyeball
effect.
Come out. Yeah, but I mean, what are your other options? Just physically see his eye burst out and fly at the audience? That
I just thought
gross.
He'd just have it closed like this.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's just got like kind of a...
Oh, okay, sure. You know, right.
Like a punch across it or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But that they changed from the trailers.
Yeah, that's like, true, that yeah.
Yeah. And I'd imagine in the Avengers Infinity War trailer, which they showed at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
He probably... They could just CGI that eye patch on and off.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
I don't think it's that big a deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else, Mason?
Let me think. Piss off, Ghost. I mentioned that. It's pretty good.
You did.
It's my birthday. That was good. Doing that.
I got some, well, while you're thinking, I've got some reviews from
people
on Twitter.
I like the interplay between Valkyrie and Bruce Banner.
Yeah. Because they knew each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
What else? That's about it.
Right. Well, anyway, I'll read these, and if you think of something,
great. Yeah, cool.
Shut up. I'll shut up.
No, I'm going to say
not
it though.
Your time
no,
anymore,
you can't
Mason.
Tell me what to do.
I think I tell you to shut up a lot. It's not very nice, is it?
Look, sometimes I really need to be told to shut up. I would never stop otherwise.
There's some Charlie Newman. Oh, we actually just talked about this in the leaked Infinity War trailer. How come Thor still has both his eyes?
CGI.
And presumably just to avoid that spoiler.
Yeah, totally.
Know, to
yeah.
see what happens to him. But it's from Neo Taster. Ooh. Hashtag Thor Ragnarok review, six-word review. What we do in the Bifrost.
Oh.
That was very good. That's from Xena. Thor Ragnarok was just okay.
Oh, disagree.
Hala was kind of boring and cliche.
Jokes, maybe see it again.
Jokes are okay, I guess. Doctor Strange seems to figure out to be
hey, nice
out
weird
how to
orange
magic.
Oven gloves, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, no
You're
good.
You're weirdo.
Yeah, he's ashamed of his broken hands.
That's true.
Yeah. He says good for him.
Weird welding gloves.
Yeah.
Good on your welding gloves.
Gemma says, well, Thor Ragnarok was amazing. Hilarious time. Loved every second of it. Broderick says, I wish there was more Ragnarok in my Thor Ragnarok, but other than that, the movie was okay. Hashtag Matt Damon is my Loki. And that's it. That's all the
cool man.
Reviews. So, I think a lot of people enjoyed it more than I did, but I still thought it's fun.
How good's Immigrant Song, though?
It's a good song. So many movies are going to... They're going to ruin... movies and music with this now, like on the back of this and Guardians.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just it's gonna be this for 10 years.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Gonna be the Hans Zimmer's Bram of.
What did you think of the score though? I liked it. The
score was
great.
For the
first time I noticed a score not because it was bad but because it was good.
Apparently the whole like a lot of this is Flash Gordon inspired.
Right,
Flash Gordon movie. Yeah, and you can definitely see that.
Yeah. I read we got an email about it.
Okay.
Which isn't coming up right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's about the...
Well, then why are you even...
I thought it was just going to come up.
You thought you were going to open your phone and it was going to be there?
Yeah.
Who's it from? Oh, I can bring it up.
No,
here.
I can't find it. No, it was assortment of links.
You're a real dummy. You know?
But it was to about the... It was a Hollywood Reporter link and it was about the composer.
Is it in our Weekly Planet email?
Yes, it is.
All right, hang on. Let me just run a little bit of a bloody... search, mate.
Okay.
Oh, a lot of these have been read, Mason. You've been busy.
That's right.
There we go.
I got it too.
Lord of the Rings TV series underway. Was that one?
Probably.
YouTube movie comment video how Marvel feels.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the one?
Yeah. Thor composed a new Marvel score sounded similar, so he decided to change that. That is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it. The soundtrack really fit. It reminded me of the Stranger Things kind of...
It was Devo. It was the guy from Devo.
Devo?
Yeah. Mark Mothersbaugh.
Oh, I thought his name was Steve-O Devo.
Steve-O Devo. Well, they call him Steve-O Devo.
Oh, good. Yeah.
They've all got Devo-related names. It's like like the Ramones.
Well, that's cool.
Mm.
Yeah, that has been a common complaint that what is the theme of any of these characters. That being said, hearing the Thor theme at the end when he sits down in the chair and he's the king.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, Thor has a theme. I remember now.
Thor.
It's me.
I'm Thor.
100 years of Thor.
I've got long hair and a hammer. It's a bit dated now.
Yeah. They need to update it with Devo. Devo.
Two eyes to see everything.
My brother's okay.
My father's alive.
Never betray.
I got a mum and a dad.
I hope I get a girlfriend soon and she never leaves me.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, yeah. Lady Sif's not in this, but the Warriors 3 are quickly dispatched.
They are.
They're in it for like 2 seconds. Yeah.
Except for Sif.
Yeah, she's not in it at all.
Yeah.
But is she? Who knows? Well, she's not in the Warriors 3.
Isn't she?
Well, there's four of them.
That's true.
She's just
it's a real Three Musketeers situation because there's four of them.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, like the guy who's playing Shazam gets about 10 seconds of screen time before he's stabbed to death.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no.
But again, happened to them were they were immediately double stabbed to death with mystical daggers so they can be back.
Yeah.
I mean, they were on Asgard when it was completely destroyed.
They were on Asgard when it was destroyed.
But maybe they moved the bodies.
Maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
Where did they move them?
Onto the ship.
I don't think so.
They wouldn't have had time, would they?
There's not a lot of people lived through this.
Yeah.
Or that population is very small. Because when they're all huddled together on the bridge, I'm like, this is not a lot of people who live here. Asgard kind of sucks.
Yeah. I mean, there seems to be more to do than like on, again, Coruscant. There's more stuff to do.
Coruscant has sports.
That's that
weird like rat racing or whatever, alien rat racing. Anyway, will that do it?
Hang on. Oh, yeah, this is from Jayton. This is a letter from Jayton Birch.
Yep.
Thor 3 was funny. Was it too funny? So the climax in Thor was that Loki faked his death and secretly stole the throne to rule an entire planet. It's pretty messed up. Then in Thor 3, Thor comes along to confront Loki and it's almost played off as a gag. Again, I think we talked about that a little bit, but I'd prefer it be sorted briefly.
You don't want another movie of Thor kind of figuring out what to do on Asgard and whatever, that kind of like a standard.
Exactly. Yeah. But do you think it was too funny?
No, I think it was fine. Not every joke worked for me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But it probably has some of the funniest jokes that there's been in the MCU.
I agree.
And again, as we've talked about before, comic book movies are allowed to be fun and funny.
That's true.
And this movie is a lot of that. So all in all, I give it 100 years of Thor.
Oh.
I want 100 years of Thor films. I want one a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love it.
Where do you go with Thor next? What does he do next?
Ponytail.
He's got to go on a little adventure with somebody else.
That's true.
Team him up with somebody. Doesn't necessarily have to be the Hulk. What about him and Doctor Strange doing a fun little adventure? I don't know, somebody.
That would be fun, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's some good chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it. Mason, do you know what it's time for then?
What we're reading?
Yeah.
What are we going to read?
Yeah, you did know what time it was for.
Yep.
Good.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today?
What are you reading?
I'm nearly caught up with a couple of comic books that I enjoy. Black Hammer. I'm nearly caught up with that. It's really good.
I'm up to date on that.
We've mentioned that before, but man, it's a good series.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I'm hungry. I haven't had breakfast.
Oh, you should get breakfast.
I can't. I'm doing this.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. What else am I caught up on? Injection caught up on that. I mentioned that last week. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The Wildstorm. Nearly up to date on that.
What's that?
That's DC's reboot of the Wildstorm universe from Image's Wildstorm universe from back in the day.
Where did DC have it?
They bought it from Jim Lee.
Oh.
They bought it from him. And then they tried to integrate it into the DC universe, but for the most part, it didn't work.
Because it's no good?
No, it's because it's really good.
Oh, it's too good.
It's too good, yeah.
Have you read Batman White Knight? Given that a go?
No, you've mentioned that before.
You should read it.
That's it's the one where the Joker becomes good?
Yeah, yeah, you should read it. It's interesting.
Okay, I've heard mixed things.
Well, I think it's interesting.
Okay.
So
more interesting than Black Hammer?
No.
Yeah, well, there you go.
No, it's definitely not more interesting.
Yeah.
No, I just like the idea of it. I mean, who knows how it's going to end up, but there's some interesting ideas in there. It's mostly about Batman being a bad bloke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think that because the reveal being the twist of this particular series is the Joker becomes good and sort of reveals all the flaws in Batman?
Yeah.
Do you think
Gotham? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be a turnaround? Do you think it's going to be all a ploy by the Joker?
It might not be. Like, there's implications that he's barely holding the Joker at bay.
Oh, interesting.
But, I think for the most part he might be genuine, or a part of him is genuine.
Right.
Yeah. But who knows, Mason? Yeah. Twists and turns make for comic books. You remember that expression?
Yeah, that's DC's new tagline. It's on all their books. Twists and turns make comic books.
Yeah. I got delivered this week Star Wars Jedi Challengers.
All right.
It's an augmented reality Star Wars game.
Okay, right.
I'm going to be doing a video on it. It was kind of dependent on whether I enjoyed it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to do this.
So you've played it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
do you get a headset? I didn't see
you get
headset.
A headset. Yeah, and you just use your phone because you download the app. But no, it's fun. And there's like slight, I thought it would, there's more depth to it than I thought there would be.
Yeah, right.
And you fight like Darth Vader with a lightsaber and whatever. Mm. It's not 100%, do you know what I mean? Like in terms of like a virtual reality experience. Because you see the room, if that makes sense. But whenever the blade gets out of sync, you just press a button.
So it's like, so you can fight Darth Vader in your kitchen.
Exactly.
For example. Yeah, great.
Just swatting over pots and pans or whatever. No, you don't, I mean, you can move around, but you can also kind of stand still, you know what I mean, for the most part. But you can adjust, when the blade gets out of sync, there's a button on it and you press it, it just kind of snaps back into place. So it's they've thought of it. It's good.
Does it feel, do you feel like there's some weight to it?
Well, that's the thing, because the handle itself, it's like, it's got a bit of heft to it.
Yeah.
But also when you hit something or when you wave it past your ear, it makes the noise and it's got a slight kick to it.
Okay.
Just enough where you feel.
Does it have like a rumble pack
in
it?
Yeah, it's like a little rumble in it. Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks like, you've seen, I showed you, it looks like the Anakin Skywalker lightsaber. So anyway, it's, I don't know if it's for everybody, but it's
when
cool.
So I assume when you clash with another lightsaber, what happens?
You feel the rumble and then you hear the, you can do it with headphones, but you don't really need to. You just put your phone on and it kind of, it's fine. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I if you don't have time, you probably don't have time.
Don't have time.
But yeah, you should give it a go.
Nice.
But, yeah. Anyway, I think that's out in a few weeks, but this isn't an ad. I just thought, I mean, I will be probably doing an ad, but yeah, anyway.
Little sizzle for an ad, guys.
Yeah,
look forward to that.
Yeah, buckle in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think
things we're reading?
Yeah.
My reading thing was augmented reality. Is that, that's a new frontier.
Wow, you're breaking barriers there. You're really, wow. Are you Steve Jobs?
I'm Steve Jobs.
Your reading is augmented reality?
I actually watched
that. You're dead?
No, I'm not dead. Okay. I watched that Steve Jobs movie, not the Ashton Kutcher one, the other one the other day. It's good.
How'd that go? Great.
It's a great movie. It's a Danny Boyle film, so what do you want, Mason?
Oh, geez, all right.
You'll be your favorite director and film.
Not true. No, that's not true.
It's time for letters. Get
on. Oh, yeah,
let's
do some letters. Lighting up letters theme.
The classic one was letters, oh, letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Right now, we're
going to
do letters.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
Did I have a little dance?
Yeah, you did a little head nod dance. That was fun.
Yeah, great. I got a lot of emails and letters regarding Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, sure, right.
For I think the entire duration of the show, there's been a running joke where I have a story about Kevin Spacey, which I cannot tell because...
Because you didn't want people to assume he was a dog of a bloke, but it turns out he is one.
Yeah, so he's a massive dog of a bloke. So to get people up to speed,
good work, Kevin Spacey, on throwing the entire gay community under the bus.
I know, right? That was a
look. It turns out I'm a real bad guy, but actually I'm gay, and that's
so,
what we do. Apparently,
those two things. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I mean, it was obviously like to deflect attention from the fact that he tried to like have sex with a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
That dude from Star Trek whose name I can't remember. That's a great show, by the way. I'm really enjoying it.
Discovery.
Yeah.
It's good.
There was a time travel one recently.
Anthony Rapp.
Yeah, that's his name. There was a time travel one recently with Harry Mudd, is that his name?
Yeah.
Which is really...
Yeah, yeah.
That's my, been my
Rain
favorite,
Wilson.
It's been my favorite episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and it was like, oh no, I don't remember doing this really weird and seedy thing. By the way, I'm gay. So? That's fucking irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's been fired from House of Cards. They're not sure how they might continue with the spin-off, but apparently the last season isn't very good anyway. I didn't watch it, but So basically, the story is it's not a great. I'm not really gonna, because it's kind of a funny, weird side.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like,
story,
and also the story you've got. And it's not yours. It's a friend. This happened to a friend of yours. And mine.
Mm.
I'm friends with him too.
No, I knew him first.
Yeah, all right. God, jeez. But, I mean, a lot of the Kevin Spacey stories that have emerged in the last week are basically, I had to work with Kevin Spacey on, you know, I was an intern or a PA or something. And then this happened and I had to do. And then they, you know, he was very you know, he harassed me in this way and then I got fired from the project or whatever. So yeah. A lot of the stories are like, I had to work with him and he used his position to you know, exert power over me kind of thing. This story isn't that. This story is just kind of fun and weird.
My friend, met him at an airport. And because he was doing a ski season in France and Kevin Spacey was coming back.
Because your friend and my friend.
My friend, I went to school with him. You didn't.
Yeah. So I'm just... Sorry. Yeah, God, all right, mate. bloody, all right, all right. You can make friends with people outside of school.
Yeah.
Your school life isn't everything. You bloody peaked in high school, didn't you? Yeah. It's your problem.
I may have.
Yeah.
But, and I didn't even have that good a high school, so I'm in trouble. But my friend, like, he's a pretty good looking man, my mate, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got crazy eyes.
He does have crazy eyes.
Intense eyes. He does.
And Kevin Spacey kind of like was very upfront about, and he had a girlfriend at the time who's now married to him, very kind of openly kind of hit on him and complimenting him and all that kind of thing in the airport and tried to get him moved up to first class to sit next to him. I feel weird telling it because it's kind of been this funny story that, you know, that in my group now it's like, oh, and he's a bad bloke. So I'm like, well, it's not really funny anymore.
No. Yeah.
So yeah, it's basically the reason I didn't tell it because it showed, you know, it revealed that Kevin Spacey was gay. And I didn't want to be the guy who outed Kevin Spacey.
But apparently it's like an open secret.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing. A lot of people already knew, but I don't want to be the guy. Do you know what I mean? Because I didn't know. If he's gay and doesn't want to tell anybody, that's not my business. Do you know what I mean?
That's
true. I'm not going to be the one. I had someone from the BBC email me and be like, hey, what's your Kevin Spacey story? I heard that you have a Kevin Spacey. I didn't even reply because I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't like him, but I'm not engaging in any of that. Yeah.
You've missed out on, I feel, the most fun element of that story.
Which part?
So, as I understand it, because my friend was doing a ski season, right, he'd gotten very fit.
I did,
and his pants didn't, like, his pants were too big on him, and so he had a belt holding up his pants, and allegedly, Kevin Spacey was like, oh yeah, lost a bit of weight there kind of thing.
Yeah.
And my friend's like, yeah, I did. And then Kevin Spacey, like, got his jeans by the front and, like, pulled the jeans out and, like, looked down his pants.
Yes, that is what happened.
Yeah.
So... That's not cool, is it?
Obviously. No.
So, it's not.
At his dick.
Yeah, it's not that fun anymore. Also, don't report on this anymore. Like, this isn't.
This is alleged anyway.
Yeah, it's all alleged. Yeah. And maybe.
Your friend is a notorious liar.
Yeah.
So,
but that's the thing. Like, he could. I'd imagine if he wanted to, he could sell this story, but he's not really. He's not interested. Uh-huh. You know, he's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
So. There's been a lot of stories about Kevin Spacey. So there's that's a bit anticlimactic, but Kevin Spacey, what a dog.
That's right.
So, got some tweets here, Mason. If you want to reach the show, hashtag weeklyplanetpod.
Yeah, or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Please. If you could cancel any film or TV franchises from Dom and bring back an old one, what would you choose?
Oh.
I'd cancel The Walking Dead in a heartbeat.
I'd cancel it, I guess.
Kill it in a
second. Do you think it's run its course?
I think it hasn't been good in like 4 years.
And maybe bring up another Robert Kirkman something.
Yeah, well, they're doing Invincible.
They're doing nice.
I think Seth Rogen's doing it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know where they're at with Preacher. Have they left the church yet?
No idea.
Two seasons.
People tell us it's good.
When they leave the church. Mm-hmm. No, even then, probably not.
I don't know. I don't want to cancel anybody's good time.
I don't want to really cancel The Walking Dead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of people enjoy
also,
it.
Also, there's nothing... Like, anything that I don't watch is completely out of my view, world, so I don't even know what to cancel.
Well, I guess you don't have to cancel it because you don't watch it. You know what I mean? There's nothing, like, offensively bad. I guess it would just be funny to cancel something at the peak of its, like, if you just cancel Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? People would flip out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd be that guy.
You'd be that guy.
Cancel Game of Thrones. This new Lord of the Rings series. Yes. Bring that up.
Well, that's probably that's why it's coming back. But as far as bringing something back, I guess Firefly, but it's been so long, I don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
And
two of the people on that series now are just terrible people, evidently, so.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, hey. Yeah. No, I don't. No, there's nothing in particular because I like, you know, new stuff and stuff that's existing that's good anyway. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Nothing. I would bring back nothing.
Wow.
Maybe another season of Fuller House.
Nice.
Just make that house even fuller. What else we got here? Got another tweet. This is from Nikki Young. Hashtag lettuce and hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
Very good.
What would be your strategy if you found yourself trapped in a Clue-style whodunit murder mystery situation? Trust no one, form alliances, make wild accusations? Probably that one. I'm probably just right? pointing the finger. It depends. Well,
that makes the assumption that I'm not the murderer.
That's what I was going to say. It's different if you're the murderer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go not the murderer and the murderer.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you keep quiet if you're the murderer?
No, I think you kind of arc up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Because Murder at the Orient Express is coming out soon, Mason. Who's the murderer?
Murder at the Orient Express.
Right on. Yeah. But we saw the trailer for that, and as I mentioned to you, that is Fantastic Four 2. That's when Fantastic Four 2 was supposed to come out. Through
yeah,
Fox.
Right.
This took so maybe we should do an episode on it and call it Fantastic Four 2.
Okay.
But no, I don't know. Okay, so let's say you're, what did you say, not or are the murderer?
If you are the murderer.
Now, I think you'd get a little bit, narky.
Oh, yeah, a little bit narky. How dare you?
A lot of how dare you. A lot of like, you don't want to accuse everybody, but you want to kind of set somebody up so it looks like it was, you know what I mean?
And ideally, you've already set the wheels in motion so they are under the microscope already.
Is the world's greatest detective on the train, though?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, that's true.
Mm.
I think there's going to be a gun battle through various characters, I think.
Definitely, yeah. Also, there's going to be some red herrings.
Yes. I think if I were the murderer, I'd probably just bolt straight away.
Off the train?
Yes.
Into the wilderness.
Correct.
But that doesn't... You'll probably die, and if you do rock up again, people will go, oh, that's that guy who ran away from the train.
That's right, yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, I was just so full of innocence that I just had to run.
Well, I guess the other thing is, that was in the era of you could just go to America and just say you're somebody
else. Change your name,
Like there's theories that Jack the Ripper just left England, because that was obviously never resolved. But you could get, if you were the murderer, if you could kill everybody on the train, that knew, you'd just get away with it. Mm-hmm. You just shave your mustache and you'd be fine.
Yep.
You know, it wouldn't be a problem. Mm. Yeah. Or lady mustache.
There we go.
If you're a lady. Mm-hmm. What if you're not the murderer? What's your strategy?
Find out who the murderer is.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
But then what if that...
Then that puts me in jeopardy, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Or maybe just hide in an overhead compartment until it solves itself.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Maybe you could hang out with Poirot. You could
kind of buddy up to him.
I mean, he'd suspect you, but you'd probably be safe. No, then again, someone tried to poison him and you'd probably get poisoned inadvertently.
Yeah, that's
you
true,
know, you'd
yeah.
You'd accidentally take a bullet for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'd call you an idiot.
It's true, yeah.
He's a bit mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you're not Poirot or the murderer...
Stay out of the way.
Yeah, but I mean, you could be doomed either
Also,
way,
you probably have something to hide because everybody probably has something to hide.
That's true, yeah.
So you're probably focused on, you know, maybe your family's fortune is gone.
Mm, yeah.
And you don't want people to know. And
that's true.
I don't know, whatever. Mm. Yeah. Is that the show, Mason, or have you got a letter?
Oh, I've got a letter. It's from Martin Vogt.
Yep.
That's how you pronounce it.
Good, good.
He watched a video where apparently Robert Downey Jr. explains that he has the rights to 3D scans of his face. Because the other week we were talking about how, like, if you become a CGI character, if they're like, okay, we're going to do a CGI version of you to put in this movie, what do they do with the...
Yeah.
But do you think maybe Robert Downey Jr. is the exception to the rule?
I'd imagine there'd be a lot of things now in an actor's contract where they own their, like, the management would set it up so you own your own face.
Yeah, right. You'd hope so.
Imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think that would be the case. But yeah, because production companies, I guess, have the rights to characters, but not likenesses necessarily.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'd imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's interesting. I mean, that guy's thinking ahead because he'll.
Yeah.
He'll going to be in a lot of stuff.
Because as we know in Alien 3, Michael Bane got more money.
He got more beans.
He got many more beans to just appear at the start of the movie in his death scene than he did for the previous movie.
Yeah.
So potentially what Robert Downey Jr. could say is like, oh, you want to use Iron Man in the next movie that I'm not in?
Yeah.
You'd have to give me $50 million. Otherwise, it's just going to have to be a generic. You'd have to be a generic
or the back
Tony
of the
Stark
head.
With a generic goatee.
Yep.
Like a, you know, generic voice.
I guess they could just do the Iron Man helmet. Be like, he's in the suit.
He's in the suit, right? Yeah. He doesn't have as much bargaining power as he thinks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm. But no, that's interesting. That's interesting. Thank you, Vogt.
Thank you, Vogt.
Yeah. All right, that's the show for this week, Mason.
It is. Let's see. People can find us on Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp.
All our commentaries up on our Suicide Squad is up on Patreon for
That's
free.
Right,
if you're
yeah.
already on there, or you could, if you want to pay for it once. It's
Speaking
on
of, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Chuck in a buck if you wish. You get
Chuck
all the stuff
in
early.
$100.
Jeez, all right.
Yeah,
power move.
You, Mason.
Wow. Oh, I don't have $100.
It's time you start paying your way. That's what I'm saying.
No. Oh no, this is one of those model scam situations, yeah. isn't it? Right? Where I have to pay to be on the show. Oh yeah, because I want the exposure. I guess that's true. You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description, click through, get some stuff there. Mm. We get a kickback. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting group on Facebook.
Yeah.
Planet Broadcasting Great Mates. You are in it, yeah.
Yeah.
We got like 2,200 members right now, I think.
That, yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It's
We're there answering
there.
Questions and I'm liking all kinds of posts. You better believe it.
I believe it.
Mm.
Anything else?
Somebody's just made a Meso Buy Me a Pint ringtone.
Very
good. I can see from here. So, get on that.
I will.
You want to have a chat on the internet? When I've got some downtime at work, I'll make some little comments. We have a great time.
Some quips.
Yep, that's right.
Great.
What else? Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all their themes. Thank you to everybody who bloody listens to the show.
Yep.
That's an essential element now that I think about it.
It's the most important thing.
It's the most important meal of the day, listening to our show.
I'm really hungry, Mason. I have not had
Get
breakfast.
Some breakfast.
Yeah, I will.
Get a muesli.
Wrap it up so I can eat my muesli.
All right. Thank you. We've got some teas on TeePublic. You want to buy a tea?
Yep.
They're right there.
Oh, there's a Thor Ragnarok design.
There is from Fergal Quigley.
Which is just the font, and there's one that Fergal Quigley did. So,
nice.
So those are linked below.
Love it. Yeah. Buy one, wear it to the movies.
Buy one, get one free if you get a second person to buy the one for you. The other t-shirt. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Get a sugar daddy is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Who will exclusively buy you Weekly Planet merchandise. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's the show, I think.
Great.
What are we doing next week?
I don't know. I want to do a Star Wars video game episode.
Oh yeah.
And I want to get. I've spoken to not getting Adam Knox on.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it.
Are you vetoing?
Yes. I'm using my veto power.
Yeah.
I get one a year. Knox, you're out. No, he's good. I like him. Yeah, and we've talked about it. We'll do it. Sounds good.
At some point, or not, or if it's maybe it's Murder at the Orient Express next week.
That's right.
But the week after that. Mm-hmm. Justice League.
That's right. We got a week of filler, and then a week of Justice League,
and then another 6 months of filler.
Nice,
great. All right, thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
YouTube video, Mason.
All right.
We've come to the end of the road here. This is the end of the YouTube video. You've got three options.
It's been a long road getting from near to here.
Option one.
It's been a long time.
Just press stop.
But my
Close
time
the tab.
Is finally here.
You're probably thinking of that because of
Gonna
the music.
Gonna be the swell,
Option
but it's
two.
Right above.
Like and subscribe.
I have touched the sky.
Option
this
three.
Is the theme from Enterprise. How do I know so many of the lyrics?
Is that the only theme with words?
With words.
That sucks.
Now I've got faith. Of the
okay,
heart.
This is really the end.
It's really the end. Okay. It's good. Why did you make me do that?
I did it.
No, I did it on my own. grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.